You're listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominey. Out Loud Bible Project is on a mission to read the entire Bible out loud in a conversational and approachable way, so you can recognize your part in this conversation between you and God.
Food and relationships often go hand in hand. You know, you go out on a date, you eat. You want to spend time as a family, you eat together. You get a group of people together in the middle of the day, you better find a way to feed them, right? So in Paul's day, the church met together like a family and shared meals in their regular gatherings and throughout each week. So meals were an important part of the believers' relationships with each other. But like other issues they had, because of the newness of Christian teachings and traditions like communion, and because of the culture's pagan relationship to food and idolatry, there was a lot of confusion about how to be a hungry Christian. So Paul lumps all his advice and expectations about food into this section of his letter to the Corinthians. Let's check out 1 Corinthians 8 through 10. Now, concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Now, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. But if anyone thinks he knows anything, he doesn't yet know as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, the same is known by him. Therefore, concerning the eating of things sacrificed to idols, we know that no idol is anything in the world, and that there is no other God but one. For though there are things that are called gods, whether in the heavens or on the earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet to us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and we live through him. However, that knowledge isn't in all men, but some with consciousness of the idol until now eat as of a thing sacrificed to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. But food will not commend us to God, for neither if we don't eat are we the worse, nor if we eat are we the better. But be careful that by no means does this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to the weak. For if a man sees you, who have knowledge, sitting in an idol's temple, won't his conscience, if he's weak, be emboldened to eat things sacrificed to idols? And through your knowledge, he who is weak perishes, the brother for whose sake Christ died. Thus, sinning against the brothers and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food causes my brother to stumble, I will eat no meat forevermore that I don't cause my brother to stumble. What? Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Haven't I seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Aren't you my work in the Lord? If to others I'm not an apostle, yet at least I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. My defense to those who examine me is this: have we no right to eat and to drink? Have we no right to take along a wife who is a believer, even as the rest of the apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or have only Barnabas and I no right to not work? What soldier ever serves at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and doesn't eat of its fruit? Or who feeds a flock and doesn't drink from the flock's milk? Do I speak these things according to the ways of men? Or doesn't the law also say the same thing? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. Is it for the oxen that God cares, or does he say it assuredly for our sake? Yes, it was written for our sake, because he who plows ought to plow in hope, and he who threshes in hope should partake of his hope. If we sowed to you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we reap your fleshly things? If others partake of this right over you, don't we yet more? Nevertheless, we didn't use this right, but we bear all things that we may cause no hindrance to the good news of Christ. Don't you know that those who serve around sacred things eat from the things of the temple? And those who wait on the altar have their portion with the altar? Even so, the Lord ordained that those who proclaim the good news should live from the good news. But I've used none of these things, and I don't write these things that it should be done so in my case, for I would rather die than anyone should make my boasting void. For if I preach the good news, I have nothing to boast about. For necessity is laid on me, but woe is to me if I don't preach the good news. For if I do this of my own free will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I have a stewardship entrusted to me. What then is my reward? That when I preach the good news, I may present the good news of Christ without charge, so as to not abuse my authority in the good news. For though I was free from all, I brought myself under bondage to all, that I might gain the more. To the Jews, I became as a Jew, that I might gain Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I may gain those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I may by all means save some. Now I do this for the sake of the good news, that I might be a joint partaker of it. Don't you know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run like that, that you may win. Every man who strives in the games exercises self-control in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore run like that, not aimlessly. I fight like that, not beating the air, but I beat my body and bring it into submission, lest by any means, after I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected. Now, I would not have you ignorant, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of a spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. However, with most of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Don't be idolaters as some of them were. As it's written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Let's not commit sexual immorality as some of them committed, and in one day 23,000 fell. Let's not test Christ as some of them tested and perished by the serpents. Don't grumble, as some of them also grumbled and perished by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them by way of example, and they were written for our admonition, on whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands be careful that he doesn't fall. No temptation has taken you except what is common to man. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above what you're able, but will, with the temptation, also make the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, isn't it a sharing of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, isn't it a sharing of the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf of bread. We, who are many, are one body. For we all partake of the one loaf of bread. Consider Israel according to the flesh. Don't those who eat the sacrifices participate in the altar? What am I saying then? That a thing sacrificed to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, but I say that the thing which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I don't desire that you would have fellowship with demons. You can't both drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You can't both partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, yeah, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own, but each one his neighbor's good. Whatever's sold in the butcher shop, eat, asking no question for the sake of conscience. For the earth is the Lord's and its fullness. But if one of those who don't believe invites you to a meal and you're inclined to go, eat whatever is set before you, asking no questions for the sake of conscience. But if anyone says to you, well, this was offered to idols, you know, don't eat it for the sake of the one who told you and for the sake of conscience. For the earth is the Lord's with all its fullness. Conscience, I say, not your own, but the other's conscience. For why is my liberty judged by another conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why am I denounced for something I give thanks for? Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no occasion for stumbling, whether to Jews or to Greeks or to the assembly of God. Even as I also please men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of the many, that they may be saved. There's so much freedom that comes with living in Christ. But Paul is reminding us that our freedom needs to take a back seat to humility and love. If exercising your freedom in Christ causes another believer to question unity or purity, it's no longer a freedom issue. It's a glorifying God issue. So Paul concludes, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. What if you took that literally today? If it glorifies God, do it. If not, don't do it. How would that change how you spend your time today? That's the Thinking Out Loud thought for today.
You've been listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Domini. When you become a patron of Out Loud Bible Project, you help make the Bible accessible for people who desperately need to know they have a role in this conversation with God. To learn more, visit outloudbible.com and click Support This Project. Thanks for listening.